Bogde Hanneke, Lamet Kislev, Dan Hanach, Aaron Troy.
My apologies, that was late.
Schaußen müssen.
Fine. There's a Mishnah Brura in actually the Mishnah Brura is in Hilchos Megillah, where the Mishnah Brura says the following: if somebody has no Megillah, mi she'ein loy Megillah, and he's got he can't read the Megillah at all, so naturally he don't make the brachas on the Megillah. What about the bracha of she'osu nisim la'avoseinu b'yom ha'em b'zman hazeh? And who adin the bracha of shechionu? Do you make it or not? But yesh ha'imrim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, d'ro'u l'vorech zman alayom. Normally, when you make a shechionu on the Hadlok Saneros, on the Megillah, you do it on the mitzvah of Hadlokah and the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Here, he's got no Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah said, Yesh Oimrim, that the same as Yontov needs a brocha, Shechionu. Here also, Purim is a Yom Simcha, so it needs a brocha of Shechionu. The Royal of Orzmal Alayoim, Mipne Tokfoy Shel Ness, Shehoyboy. The given the Vizman Lizman cause, Harihu Kachol Moya de Hashem, Shemavoch in Aleem Zman. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's like any Yontov, where there's a mitzvah of Shechionu. You don't make the Shechionu Dafka on the Sukkah, you make the Shechionu in the evening on the mitzvah on Yontov. Who adin a Yontov like Hanukkah or Purim need a shechionu even if there's no adloka, even if there's no adloka? And the Mishnah Berurah goes further. Not only that, you need also a brocha of she'osu nisim la'avoseinu b'yom ha'em b'zman hazeh. Normally, you learn that this brocha of she'osu nisim does a brocha on adloka. Had in there she Hanukkah, and then there's another bracha she'osu nisim. Nay, so the Mishnah Berurah, no. These two brachas, yes, I mean, they're on the yom. Now let me quote you, where does he take this from? He takes it from a miri. There's a miri in Shabbos, and I'll read out to you the miri. Mi she'ein loy lahadlik. Somebody hasn't got the facilities of being able to be madlik neiros. Ve'ein v'mokem she'efshel loy lirois. And there's nobody, it's ashtot from goyim, there's nobody who lit him neiros, so you can't even look at the menorah. Yesh ha'imrim, shemavorech la'atzmoy, she'osu nisim, u'shehechionu b'laylo rishoyno, u'she'osu nisim b'chol ha'leilois, v'hadvorim nirim. So the Miri quotes this shitter. If a person's in a place where there's no menorah, and there's nobody who's lighting menorah, so you can't even see the menorah, ha'roi is doch ha'mitzvah ha'roi, no. Then he should make a bracha the first night she'osu nisim and shechionu. And the other nights he makes just she'osu nisim. So you see from the Miri here, that vorim nirin, the Miri learns like this. So you see from the Miri that the bracha of shechionu and she'osu nisim la'voseinu b'yom mama is not really on the adloka. Because even where there's no adloka, the yoim fodder tashachionu and a she'osu nisim la'avoseinu, as they state in the Meiri. This is the Meiri in Shabbos. There is a Meiri also in Masechta Megillah. And I'll read out this Meiri, and then I'll tell you the kasha was Chapesa three planks, Chazadik Livrocha, asked the kasha, astira two Meiris. So I'll go to kasha. On Purim, there's a din, you make Shechionu. In the evening, you make Shechionu. You have the Kriyas Megillah, and you make Shechionu. The Yesh Megalgal Chivas Man B'Yoim, but in the morning, you make Shechionu again. So others say, that in the morning, why do you make Shachiyonu again in the morning? So they say, Mipnei Yontef, because it's a Yontef, Purim is a Yontef. The Megillah, you've already made the bracha on the Megillah. Now you're making it on the Yontef. Shaloi Nema Balailo Eila Ala Megillah. In the evening when you made the Shachiyonu, that was on the Kriyas Megillah. Not on the Yoim. So why not on the Yoim? Because in the evening, the Yoim is not the real day of Purim. Purim starts in the day. Horaya, Sudas Purim, you can only do in the day. So the real Yontav of Purim is in the day. So in the evening, you make a brocha, Shachiyonu. You make the brocha because of the Megillah. And in the day, you make it because of the Yoim. Afa pifek de ay sukkos. You make a shachiyonu in the evening, and that's for the yontif. You don't make any more shachiyonus except for the lulav. The lulav's in the day. So the sukkos is different because the yontif already starts at the night time. Ma she'en kein by Purim, sharisudas Purim, shachilas b'layla lo yotzi de chavosai. So he said the main yontif of Purim is in the day. So you make a Shachiyonu again on the day, not on the Megillah. Zogte Miri Azei, Mikol Mokum Ein Divreem Klum. Zogte Miri Azei, a day, you make a brocha of Shachiyonu on the day. Shekol Shein Shom Kois Lekiddush Ein Boizman. No Yontav needs a Shachiyonu unless there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush. Alechi. Purim there's no Chiyuv of Kiddush. Hanukkah, there's no chiyuv of Kiddush, so there's no Zman. A Zman is only a Moed HaShono. It's not Moed HaShono. Al Teshiveinu Miyom HaKippurim. Ah, you'll ask a Kasha on Yom Kippur. You make Shachiyonu, there's no Kos. Shekudush. Al Teshiveinu Miyom HaKippurim. Beloi Nafke Koisoi. So that because by Yom Kippur and Emerson, the Kedusha is greater than Yom Tov. Only the reason why you haven't got a kos is mitzat issa shir shaboy. Eina doima eila lachanaka. Shiye sman ala adloka veloi ala yoim. So the Miri says here, the same as Chanukah, you only make a Shachiyonu on the Adloka, and not on the Yoim. Who had in Purim, you can't make a Shachiyonu on the Yoim. There's no din of Yoim on Purim and Chanukah. It has to be a Yontif where there's a Kiddush. Does they do in this Miri? Miri on Miri, so Rabbi Sotzvi Frank asks an obvious question. Sastira two Miris. Here he says that if a person didn't have a menorah, he makes a Shachiyonu and Shoson Isim Lavo Isenu. And he says, V'nirin Advorim. And here he says, on a Yoim, which is not Yontif, and there's no Chiv of Kiddush, there's no Mitzvah of Shachiyonu. So how do you answer this question? The Chastichim Reubei. The Pesach we frank in is Mikhoi Kodesh, Tzorich Iyon Gol. He brings Tzorich here. I'd just like to give a teretz. I'd like to give a teretz on this kasha. There is a Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Akdoma of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's a little Rambam where the Rambam makes sort of Akdoma, and he says the following. He talks about the Issa of Lois, Soisif and Lois Sigra. You're not allowed to add on the mitzvahs of the Torah. So he said the following: Aval imoy sifu bezdin im novi. If a bezdin or a novi comes along and they make a new mitzvah derech tkoner, or derech choyror, or derech gezeira, enzo toisus. That's not called lois sifu ala mitzvahs. That's not him. Shahare loy amu. Chazal didn't say Shakudish Baruch Hu Tzivul Asus Erev. Erev, the mitzvah of Erev, Eruv Chazeres, Sadarabonon. Chazal didn't come along and say, the mitzvah of Erev is a mitzvah min HaTorah. If they would have said that, they would have been over on Lois HaSipu. They didn't say that. Oy Likus Megillah Boy Nosa. They didn't say to read the Megillah Boy Nosa is a mitzvah of the Reiser. They said they were massacring a new mitzvah with Rabbonon. Ve'ilu Amru Kain, If they would have said it to the Reise, hoyu moisifin ala teure. Ele kach onu oimrim. Shanabim in abest in toknum. Chazal came along and said, you've got to read the Megillah in its right time, in order to mention the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tshuas and the salvations which he performed to Klal Yisrael, v'yakorov l'shavoseinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was near, listened to our tefillahs. Then the Rambam adds, kedei l'barchai. You've also got to go make a brocha. That's why there were Masak and the Megillah. Not the Megillah, not the brocha of Al-Mikra Megillah. The brocha sh'os honi sim la'bu'iseinu b'yom mahem basman hazeh. Ula haleloi. And to praise him. And in order to inform future generations, this shows how authentic the Torah is. Emes mashiv tchinu v'teiru. Umi goy godu asher lo elokim, koroi v'im elov, kashem elokeinu, v'chol koreinu elov. So the Rambam said the following, when they came along and they made the Megillah, they didn't say this to the Medarat Torah. They said, we have a duty to remember the tshuas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to make a bracha. And to make a bracha, what's all a bracha? Sha'osanisim la'vriseinu. And to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to inform future generations that what's written in the Torah is emes. What's written in the Torah? B'chol shavaseinu. That means whenever we korvelish havaseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs. Because you see that in the Megillah, they were mispalil, they made the tannis, and they were mispaliling a kumanai Yeshua. You know when we say in the Shanes Yankov tzalavet sovecho, b'roisim yachat chelis matchai, tshuosam o yisol onetzach. This is something for the future. The sikvos am bechol doyver day. Lo idea shekol kavecho lo yivoyshu v'lo yikol mulo netzach kol achoysim bo. Tosi de Rambam. Lo idea the doyre saboim that was written in the Torah is emes. That was the thing. So dosh te do that besides reading the Megillah, there's a mitzvah kadei levochoi. Now the levochoi, lechoyre, is the bracha of she'osu nisim la'voiseinu b'zman hazeh, b'yom v'hem b'zman hazeh. Now let's have a look what's stated in Rambam. In Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, the last halach in Rambam, shet hazeh, mitzvah sne Chanukah, mitzvah chavivi hi, ma'oit, severi choshev mitzvah, v'tzor echo adam li zoe bro, kedei lo hidia hanes, in order to be mafalsam, to publicize this great miracle. Ula hoisiv bishvach hokeil, and to add shvachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Voidor loi alanisim, and to give him a hoidor alanisim sh'osalonu. Now what is this? This is not the adloka. The adloka, he's already said the adloka. Kedei lo idianes. But this is the mitzvah she'or sonisim la'voiseinu b'yomim mohem b'zman hazeh. So there are two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of adloka. Loidianes, lapasimanes, and this is a pasun menisa vatloka, and there's also chiyuv on everybody to be moisiv. Shvach al vakadosh baruch hu and oidor al anisim, where you moidor al anisim, shoson nisim lavoiseinu bayom mahem. These are the two mitzvahs of Chanukah. And the same as he says by Purim, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and there's also kedei levorcho lahaloloi, kedei to make a broch of sh'os nisim. These are the two mitzvahs of Purim. And I think this is what the Miri meant. If you look in the Shiltas it says, every day, Purim, Hanukkah, where happened great nisim, there's a chiyuv to make a brocha sha'osho nisim lavoyseinu bayom moheim basman hazeh. Now this is a chiyuv, like there's a chiyuv of kriyas ha-megillah, and at lokas ha-negas there's another chiyuv, sha'osho nisim lavoyseinu. The Miri, when the Miri says here, that on Hanukkah, somebody doesn't have a menorah, he's got to go and make a shachiyonu, and he has to also make, he says to the Shemaroch la'atzmoy, sha'osanisim, u shachiyonu b'layla rishonya. Ichal, that's not on the day. The chiyuv of shachiyonu is not for the day. You know what the chiyuv shachiyonu is? It's on the mitzvah of sha'osanisim. There's a mitzvah of adloka, there's a mitzvah also to make a brocha, kadei levocha, and that mitzvah is born mizman lizman. Therefore you have that mitzvah twice a year, once in Hanukkah, once in Purim. And on that mitzvah you've got to make a shachiyonu, like you make a shachiyonu on lulav, once a year. Like you make a brocha shachiyonu on adloka, there's a brocha on the sha'osu nisim, the brocha of shachiyonu. And this is what the Rambam means. Ulahoyse v'shvacho keiboy do loy ala nisim. That's the brocha of sha'osu nisim. That brocha is a mitzvah abo mizman lizman, and therefore you have to make on that a brocha of shachiyonu. So the Miri nishkasirin ganzen. All the Miri says is the following. A brocha on the day, there's no brocha on the day. On a day is only a day where there's kiddush. Where there's kiddush. If there's no kiddush, then you don't make a brocha of shachiyonu. And if on Hanukkah and Purim, there's no brocha of shachiyonu. Nishto. Of his doa mitzvah from Adloka was fodder to shachiyonu. But he didn't do adloka. But there's still a mitzvah of sha'osu nisim lavoyseinu kedei levorchoi, like the Rambam says, kedei levorcho lahoyse b'shvacho keyu voidu aloi ala nisim. And the Inshulter says, kol yoymed yisrachish nisa leklal Yisrael is a chiyuv to say brocha of sha'osu nisim. That's the chiyuv abo mizman lizman. That chiyuv fodder tashachiyu. And therefore the Shachiyonu, which he says in Shabbos on Hanukkah, is not on the day. It's on the mitzvah of Charles Hanissim. On that you make. And therefore the stira of the two, there's really no stira at all. Oh, I see I've still got 3 minutes before Rav Knepfler. So Reichat noch avot. Ala nisim, bala pukom, bala chuas, bala nechomas, for all the various nuschos, but the last word is the Alam El Chomas. So the, in Oitzah Poskim, in Oitzah Tfilus, sorry, Oitzah Tfilus, is Dor Kasha. So the, we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Al Shuois, Al Nechomois, everything was there. Al Pukan. What's with Al Amechomois? What's the Sha'alam Echomas with? Thank God for the wars. We want wars. We don't want wars. Davom Shalom is on Ken Din and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Instead, you go and make a brocha and you say, we thank Moinim Anachnoch, Aladisim, Valabukon, Valachuois. And then in the end, Valam Echomas. So the, in the Eitzat Philos of the name, the Nusuf is wrong. It shouldn't say, Valam Echomas, Alam Echomas without above. The Chuas ala milchomas, the Pukan ala milchomas, the Nisim ala milchomas. Over for the milchomas halain, nein. Of them there's no idea. Over our nusach is, shows we make a brocha va ala milchomas. This is our nusach. But how do you make a brocha on that? I just want to say one word. Oide Hashem b'chol leivav. I saw his fasemis. Oide Hashem b'chol leivav. What's b'chol leiv? B'chol leiv? What's leivav? So he quotes the Zoya, where in Zoya it's written, b'chol leivav, b'shnei yitzrecho. Mit n'yetz ha'toif, and mit n'yetz ha'ra. So who's it say? Yeah, yetz ha'toif, I can understand, but that gave him a high door to the revolution with the yetz ha'toif, for the yetz ha'ra, that gave him a yachikoyach. What's the shot of Yetzora? Oida Hashem b'chol leivav, where Yetzora, we give a, I do it, sagt er also, jetzt das habe ich so. Denn ich schöne, so person has in life, das ist die jetzt so. And it's our avoider, it's our challenge, that we should be goiver over the Yetzora. If a person is sent an Isoyim, and he manages to be Menatzeach over the Isoyim, he grows from that. He grows from that Isoyim. How do we grow? The challenges which we have in life, if we manage to withstand the challenges and overcome them, then we grow in Ruchnius. So the Nisoyen itself was a help to the person. Oide Hashem v'chol leibov, you don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu only for the good things in life, for what we've achieved. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything which helped us to grow in Ruchnius. So if the Yetzer Hara, through the Yetzer Hara, we managed by having, if saying we didn't have the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have grown. So we only grew because of the Nisoyim, then we thank the Ribbon Shem for the Nisoyim as well. Oide Hashem b'chol leivav b'shnei Yitzrecho apilu for the Yetzer Hara. For the Nisoyim itself, because the Nisoyim gave us the opportunity to grow in Ruchnius and Aliyah. Without the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have had it. You know, there's a similar verb where the Beis Halevi says, when a person makes a Birchus HaGoymu, comes to shul, he went through a terrible accident, and he comes to shul, and he says, Birchus HaGoymu, HaGoymu Chasonim Toivim, Lechayovim Toivim, Shigulani Kol Toiv. What's he saying a Goymu for? So he said, people think, I've been saved! But if that's your whole goyim of benching, you've been saved, you'd be quite happy if it never happened and you didn't have to come to shul. Took the name. Goyim, when you are goyim, you see the Yad Hashem. If you've been in an accident and you've been miraculously saved, you come to that core of seeing the Yad Hashem in your life. If not for the accident, you would have never seen that. Akora. So the Akora, you grew by seeing the Akora, the Yad Hashem in your life. Normally we take things for granted, we don't think of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but only through the accident. So the Goymo Lechayovim Tov is not only on the Atzola, it's for the whole Ishtalshelus, everything which happened. When Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they said, Oz Yeshir Moshe. If you look in the Oz Yeshir Moshe, hardly says anything about Gula. One word, Amzu Golto. The rest is, Rabim Hashem, at the beginning, Oshir Lashem, Ki Goy Go. We saw the whole Shir is seeing the godless of Hashem. Avada, the godless Hashem, we wouldn't have seen if it hadn't been for the Torahs, we wouldn't have seen it. So the Goymel is not only on the Yeshua, it's on the Torah as well, because that brought about the Yeshua. Azoi Yisoyich ala Milchomas. Yidden at the time of the Yevonim, they were assimilating. The culture of the Yevonim was having an impact on Klal Yisroel. If not for the Milchoma, if not for this whole Milchoma, we would have been sunk in this assimilation. It was through the Milchoma, through the Maccabim, through Matishor, one of, as we came out of this. So when we have a Yeshua and we thank Abibachon the Nisim, ala Milchomas, we thank God for the Milchoma. So the Rebbein Shem was mentioning Hashem, the Zonkenen, danken the Rebbein Shem ala Tovas. We don't have to thank the Rebbein Shem on things, on Tovas, of a Hashem, the Zonkenen, Yeshua, the Milchomas, of a Korvus, the Zonkenen, Mazik, signed the Menorah in the base of English.